Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here to talk a little bit more about the subject of trauma in the Bible. The idea of trauma is not set forth in the Bible specifically, but as I've already indicated in a previous lesson, the idea of trauma is underlying the narratives of the Bible. And this is true because we live in a sinful, fallen world. And trauma is part of the outcome of sin, as it is so pervasive in this world. Again, when God spoke to Adam and Eve and gave them a command, he said something like this: "From the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die." Adam and Eve did eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and we see, first of all, that they suffered a kind of spiritual death in separation from the love and mercy of God. And as a result, they experienced great shame and fear and terror, and they hid themselves from the living God. But they had yet to directly experience the idea of death. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21 says, "The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them." How was it that God made garments of skin for Adam and Eve? Well, the 19th century commentator George Bush, this Scottish commentator, not to be confused with a previous president, this commentator, George Bush, asserts that it's very likely that God gave Adam and Eve instructions on how to slay certain animals and sacrifice them and take the skins and make garments for themselves from the skins. That this whole process was initiated by God, and so the scriptures tell us that the Lord made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. Well, if our commentator is correct, Adam and Eve took a knife and slit the throats of the designated animals, and they saw the bloodletting. They saw the pulsating bodies of the animals as life departed from them. And they had a graphic picture of death before them. This was the horrifying reality that resulted from their sin. Adam and Eve would have never sacrificed an animal or taught their children to sacrifice an animal, other creatures of God, had God himself not commanded them to do so. And so it's very likely that the first bloodletting came at the hands of Adam and Eve as they sacrificed these first animals and saw for themselves what death really meant. They no doubt thought about the command that God gave them: "You shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day that you eat from it, you shall surely die." And if this is what death meant, this is what they themselves would suffer. This would be horrifying. This would be terrifying in many respects. And it is with this kind of portrayal given to Adam and Eve that God sent them from the garden and out of His presence. Flash forward. After Cain and Abel are born and they grow up, they offer sacrifice to God. Because Cain is without faith, his sacrifice is not acceptable to God. By faith, Abel offered an acceptable sacrifice to God. This is the point to get. And when you look at the narrative in Genesis chapter 4 and verses 8 and following, here's what you read. Cain told Abel his brother, and it came about when they were in the field that Cain rose up against his brother and killed him. The first murder. And how is it that Cain murdered his brother Abel? It is very likely, although the text does not tell us this specifically, that at the hands of Cain, Abel was quiet like a sheep whose throat was slit. Did Cain spill the blood of his brother Abel in this way? This could be the case. What does the text tell us? Then the Lord God said to Cain, "Where is Abel your brother?" And he said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? He said, "That is, God said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. You spilled your brother's blood. Now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand." Cain, it appears, in some fashion, spilled the blood of Abel. This was a horrifying event. And when Adam and Eve came upon the dead corpse of their son Abel, whose throat had been slit by his brother Cain, this was no doubt a very traumatic time for Adam and Eve. Have you ever spoken to a mother or a father whose child preceded them in death? They shake their heads and say, "This is not how it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to precede my children in death." And then if you add to that the specter of murder, the parents are traumatized. There is an emotional aftermath to the incident. They not only shake their heads, but they draw back. And because of what has taken place, often draw back into themselves in trauma because of the incident. The Bible does not tell us that Adam and Eve were traumatized. But what else can we expect to have been the case in the fallen world in which they now lived? But God was at work in the midst of the trauma. This is what you and I need desperately to understand. Genesis chapter 4. Now the man had relations with his wife, and she gave birth to Cain, and she said, I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord. Luther translates this text, I have gotten a man, the Lord. In other words, Eve understood the promise of God, that God would give her children. And she understood that the seed whom God would give to her would defeat the devil. Eve was mistaken with regard to Cain, no doubt. But the point is simple. She believed the promise of God. How can any of us work through the traumatizing events of this life and the emotional aftermath that comes from the trauma itself? How can we work through these events except by clinging to the promises of God and the grace and the mercy and the faithfulness of God in the midst of these traumatizing events? I submit to you, friends, that we cannot. And this is one of the lessons that comes from the underlying trauma as it's portrayed to you and to me in the Bible. God is at work in the midst of the trauma we experience in this life. Remember that this is the case. And when you read the narratives of the Bible, the narratives that we've just looked at, don't read over them lightly and pass over them easily. Think through what has taken place and understand the underlying trauma the Scriptures are portraying for us, and how God, by Jesus Christ, is at work in the midst of the traumas portrayed in the Bible and the trauma we experience in this life. Thanks for listening.